Blois Olson joins us here on this Friday morning. Good morning, Blois. How are you?
Well, I'm good. You know, Jimmy got me out of bed. That extra hour of sleep helped, though, Dave. Thanks.
Yeah, well, another hour would have been great.
I was getting up. No worries.
You know, last weekend I was talking with Senator Hayden, and one of the big concerns he brought up right away was the food desert that was created because of the destruction and looting out in that neighborhood area that he was mentioning in South Minneapolis. I would ask you, Blois, about the pharmacy world.
Well, the pharmacy world has been similar. Obviously, people need their medications and they need to get to them. And a lot of pharmacies in multiple neighborhoods were destroyed, looted. And so there's a lot of people kind of picking up the pieces, going to delivery services. There's a new service in town called Capsule. If you just go to capsule.com, they're doing it. They're a sponsor now. But they and the other folks who have kind of jumped in have actually brought people back to work who have been laid off during COVID. So the pharmacies are now at full capacity that had to lay people off at Abbott Northwestern and some other hospitals. Some suburban pharmacies are filling it in. And they're, you know, most people are offering mailed prescriptions. And so I think between the food and the pharmacies, those will probably be some of the first to rebuild just based on the size of the companies and the needs for the neighborhood.
A couple of city council members on their Twitter, Blois, asking to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. Can you tell us any more about that?
Yeah, they're going to have a meeting today, and there is some push for some structural dismantling of the police department. I previewed this earlier in the week and just said that it's going to be kind of a reconstruction or a reconfiguration of the police department. I think they're going to try to change their relationship with the Minneapolis Police Federation, obviously a flashpoint of relationships. And it has been for a while. And then I think they're going to look for kind of how every precinct is operated. If you think about the Minneapolis City Council, and it's a weak mayor system with strong city council members. And so you kind of have 13 mayors. They're all kind of mayors of their ward. But there's a lot of momentum. I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, but there's a lot of momentum to, quote, dismantle the police department. And there's also a push to defund police across the country right now. And, you know, there's a poll out yesterday. We'll have it in Morning Take today that just says there's about a third of the country that's not comfortable with the way the police operate on a general basis in their own community. But two-thirds are, and I think that's one of those kind of those issues that might become a bigger issue in the 2020 election and a pretty hot issue for debate.
What about high school students 18 years and older getting unemployment benefits?
If you are 18 years or older, you should be able to get your unemployment benefits. There have been a couple stories about people under 18 who were employed before but are not eligible for unemployment because you're still a minor and technically it's likely that you've been there. So they want to make sure that folks can get it retroactively if they've been denied because they're, you know, in high school, so they're probably still considered a dependent on their parents, but then maybe they're 18. So they're going to work on that in the special session. Add it to the list of things they're going to try to figure out during the special session. The list is getting kind of long.
The governor, I believe it's 2 o'clock today that he will talk to all of us again. Will the dial be turned again today?
That's my sense. My sense was that before George Floyd's death and murder, we were going to turn the dial a little quicker. And obviously for the last week, he didn't have any time to work on that. And he kind of teased it the other day. So I would expect the dial to be turned. And he's got these phases. And I would just look at phase 3 on the website. It includes, more opening of restaurants, some more opening of fitness. That's my gut about what he's probably going to do today. But we'll have to wait till 2 o'clock on a Friday to find out. And it's going to be a beautiful Friday. So hopefully Minnesotans are kind of ready to be out and about this weekend.
All right, thanks, Blois. We'll be chatting with the mayor about an hour from now here on the show. He's Blois Olson, the Morning Take, WCCO, waking up with us on a Friday morning. The temperature in the Twin Cities is 59. Some rain in the South Metro, Eagan, Bloomington, that whole area, Apple Valley, Burnsville, all getting a little bit of a quick shower that moved through from Orono and Plymouth and that area. WCCO time is 6:57.